Brandy, I'm sure you're disappointed with the result and going out of the County Cup at this stage.
Yeah, hugely disappointed because, you know, we wanted to give people the opportunity to come in into the team and show us that they want to, you know, stay in the team from now till the end of the season. And, you know, whether it's a change of personnel or not, we're just missing too many chances at the minute. You know, we had 10 shots first half and only one's going in. You know, teams are getting one against us and they're going in. You know, and then the second half, in fairness to Knaresborough, you know, they created more. They hit the crossbar twice and I think they hit the post. I think we hit the, you know, the crossbar. We had two cleared off the line and then we've had, you know, three headers at the back post that we've not taken those chances ourselves. And in the end, we get done by similar sort of play from Saturday, whether it's, you know, players coming back from an injury, switching off, or just doing the basic, you know, defensive duties. You know, really disappointed. Usually disappointed for players as well, because, you know, we shouldn't have to be getting players up for a semi-final, but, you know, Knaresborough wanted it more tonight, simple as that.
It's a fine balance, I guess, for you as well, with us being in the playoffs. You make changes for the County Cup. It's a big game, but you make changes. Can you just give us a bit of a perspective of the sort of changes that you made tonight?
Yeah, well, we had to make changes as well because, like you said, you know, we want to give the league a real good go. You know, there's not long left in that, and obviously Big Dents was ill at the weekend, so we needed to get him minutes. And listen, he is going to feel a little bit from, you know, being ill and, you know, tight chest and running around and all that lot. And, you know, obviously Reece is coming back from an ankle injury. And, you know, we needed to make sure that, you know, players were getting minutes and legs. But I would just, you know, no disrespect to Knaresborough, I would have still expected us to be able to win the game. You know, with them, you know, putting up a fight as well, which they did. But again, you know, first half, the game could have been done and dusted. You know, it could have been over the amount of chances that we created. But the longer you don't take them chances, it's just creating, well, moments in the game that they can cling on to and start getting back in the game. Because, you know, we go 1-0 up from good bit of play. And again, I think 2 minutes later, we've conceded. It's, you know, these are experienced players that we've got on the pitch. We've got, you know, got to start standing up and being counted on this side of it because, you know, we've got ourselves into a fantastic position. And since we've come to the club, we've harped on about mentality and mindset, about being hard working and hard to beat. And, you know, you look at when we're playing some top teams and people are going away saying they're one of the hardest working teams in the league. Kind of not seen that in the last couple of games. You know, we've worked hard, but we've not worked smart, you know, and we've not taken chances. And I think it boils down to that, just being ruthless. And it's not always down to strikers. It's, you know, it's down to everybody playing the role. And that's the most disappointing thing tonight. For me, as a manager, you know, I pride myself on winning games. And, you know, I wanted to get to the final of this. And I felt we picked a team tonight that should have been able to get us through. But, you know, it was disappointing. And, you know, maybe we are making certain good decisions on, you know, over the course of the season on the teams that we have put out to win games. Because I certainly felt tonight that team had enough to win the game.
You spent some time in the dressing room just now after the game. Obviously, you've conveyed a lot of those messages. We look so, with little time ahead of Saturday, and a vital game, isn't it, against Lancaster City? And I guess all games now are a must win, aren't they, if we're going to get into those playoffs?
Without a doubt, yeah. You've got to go into every game wanting to win them. And, you know, like you say, Saturday's game was really disappointing against Ilkeston because, you know, we take those chances first half, a completely different game. And but again, all I'd say is defensively we switched off for their second goal on Saturday, and you know, it's the same again tonight. You know, we can't give the players any magic pills to switch on out wide or to stop crosses or one ahead balls. It's got to come from within. And you know, inevitably, you know, the players have got to stand up now and be counted if they want to finish the season on a high, because we're giving them every tool. We're giving them good preparation. We're giving them, you know, the tactical information going into games. And I think to a certain extent, we're doing a lot of that. but we've just got to be ruthless in both boxes, you know. And we no doubt have the capabilities to do that. But, you know, we've got to start showing it in abundance now as a group.